You're open to growth, trying new things, and you're committed to the process. What do you do when life goes sideways? Today's mini-sode is an invitation to look at the times where things may have gone far off track in your life as a tipping point for positive change. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Seasons Self-Care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. You're listening to a Monday mini-sode where I share an insight designed to help you live into what lights you up this week. And today I'm chatting about stuff that feels less than lit up, talking about the tough times, the unexpected. You know, adversity has its own timetable and it comes at us from out of the blue. So why am I talking about this on Monday? Well, I mean, really, it's just good to have in mind at any time because we know that these things happen. And the question is, how do we deal when it does? Like, how do we deal when adversity hits us? Because we can never fully plan, right? Like in my life, I have found the stuff that I've spent time worrying about often never, ever happens. It's the stuff that maybe I'm not expecting that will come and sideswipe me. And that's just part of the human experience, right? Life happens. And so it's not always what happens to us, it's how we respond to it. You may have noticed that in your own life. And so I wanted to talk about this today. Actually had thought about this recently as I was just looking at different ideas of things that have grown me that maybe I didn't even plan. They just came to me. And I had this thought come to mind, and that is that the adversity you are experiencing can be the fertilizer to your dream life. And I know that may sound a little crazy, but truly, if I didn't have the challenges that I have faced, I would not have the content right now in my life that flows through to me to help others, because we all do face adversity at any other time. You could even argue that if I didn't experience the adversities that I have, I wouldn't even be doing the work that I'm doing. I likely would be comfy and cozy and not expecting or needing to grow or change because life is great, life's good, feels amazing. You know, if life was a straight line and green lights all the way, I wouldn't need to tap into my creativity. I wouldn't need to rely on spirit for guidance. I wouldn't need to create as much space to tune into how I'm really feeling. I would be staying in the same place. I would just sit and probably not really grow because I'd be so, so happy and content. And truly, I think I would get bored. And then, well, what happens often for people in this situation is I'd probably create problems that I'd need to find solutions to, right? Like either life's happening to us in the ways where we're needing to get creative and scrappy to figure things out, or life is comfortable and then we end up creating our own problems. It's just, we are problem solvers as humans. It's how we are wired. We're wired for growth and change. And when we don't create the environment of growth and change, life does it for us. And we often enter kicking and screaming into needing to find the ways to cope or manage the situation. I'd love to hear if you can relate to this. So many people in my life have shared different stories along these lines, and I just thought it was worth addressing because we can have our plans for the week and like we plan so optimistically at times, like, ooh, if all these things happen, this is going to be amazing and I'm going to finish early on this day and I'm going to just sail through. It's going to be great. And then inevitably, things will come in to have us need to get creative, to shift things, to change, to be flexible. And conversely, sometimes we can be worried about the outcomes of something and then nothing ever happens and it is smooth sailing. I mean, it's just kind of interesting, this human journey that we're on. And you know, those of us who don't want to take responsibility and step into the situation to try and change things, they often end up blaming others for circumstances in their life, or they just turn it off, self-soothe, often in unhealthy ways. And I know this because I've done this in my own life. I've seen how it's not served me And I've also seen what it's like to pick up a torch of something that is meaningful to me, that is hard in my perception, and yet I still face the challenge to move forward. So the question is, how are you learning and what are you learning from the adversity that you're facing in your life? There's always something to learn. Depending on your station in life, it truly could be your greatest asset. So today, as you're starting out your week, I invite you to really consider what's on deck for you, what are you prepared for, and how will you get flexible and how will you get creative to meet adversity when it comes? And are you willing to look at it dead in the face and ask it, what are you here to teach me? Because that's one thing I can say about all of the struggle in my life over the years. There's been many successes, many beautiful experiences, but there's also been a lot of struggle because that's life. And honestly, it's often been the way I've learned the greatest lessons that have stayed with me. And as I mentioned earlier, I may not even be doing this work right now if a lot of different things hadn't happened. Next month, we're coming up to a decade since I lost my sister to cancer. And that is what really moved me into the work of self-care with women and the importance of that. And now, I mean, would I have this season's self-care app? And that app, it's great for everyone to be dealing with ways to look at how to honor your well-being. And really also, there's so much more content going in there to learn about and to practice self-care in business, because I believe that the success of any venture is going to be elevated or limited by the well-being of the business owner, the leader, the person leading the charge. And I don't know that I'd be doing any of this if my sister had not experienced what she had and had I not walked alongside her in that journey. I have no idea. And I mean, can we look back and just say, oh, I'm going to be grateful for all the adversity and all the struggle? I mean, we can be grateful for the lessons. I'm certainly not grateful that I lost my sister. That's 100% true. Yet, it happened. And so I am grateful to be able to have pulled some lessons and some ways to serve and help others from that experience. That's really the best I got. That's what I can do. And I'm grateful to know that even in our time together, she had shared with me how she felt about what I had been thinking about doing. And so I guess I have that going for me, the fact that I know how she'd feel about it. So that's a little deep for a Monday morning, but hey, we need to think about this stuff because this is our life and it's moving along whether or not we're paying attention. And I just want to send you so much love if you're starting your week, whatever you may be facing, wherever you are, whatever lies before you this week, I just want you to know you are supported and there are always ways to move forward that you can grow from and learn from and benefit from and help others with as well. So I leave that with you. I'd love to hear how this landed for you. I really appreciate you being here and listening. And as I mentioned, the Season Self-Care app, there's a lot more content coming on there for business specifically. And the Seasons Collective is a place for you to step into the next phase of your life or business evolution in community. And in a community that actually focuses on growth, connection, and making a positive impact in the world without burning out. It's a place where we are going to be able to look at those areas of our life that maybe are less than shiny and beautiful and pull gold out of them. Sometimes in community, that's where the place that's where we actually can see it when we're reflecting against each other. So go check it out. The link is in the show notes. I would love to see you inside. And again, thanks for listening. If you got something valuable from this episode, please tag me on social media. I'll shout you out. Rate, review, and share. It's how the podcast gets listened to by more people. And I'm just really grateful for you. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week. And I hope that you feel good this week in all things. Big blessings.